Thank you very much, Chair. I'm not a flooding expert, but I sat on the National Flood Resilience Review Science Advisory Group with Julia and Doug, and I chaired a group that looked at the communication of flood risk. So we were looking at many of the issues that both Julia and Doug have just, in fact, all three of our speakers have talked about. And it was a fascinating group. We had experts from the Met Office and from the Environment Agency, and we had some really excellent social scientists who, I'm a natural scientist, and I think the social scientists really informed many of us of some of the issues around communications. And I just jotted down three things which struck me most strongly from what they were advising us. One is that when it's very easy to say we need to communicate with the public, but of course there are many publics, and especially in an area such as flooding, some of the publics are extremely expert and really know a lot experientially as well as intellectually. The second point is has been brought up by the speakers as well, the issues of the clarity of transparency of the and how well things are explained. And again, we've looked at some of the, we've heard about some of the issues about exactly what does 1 in 20, 1 in 50, 1 in 1,000 years mean. I think us natural scientists, we're actually, it's very hard for us as we've spent our whole careers working often in quantitative probabilistic subjects. It's very hard for us to understand how people take expressions and probabilistic information when they are not as used to us to those type of things as we are. So there's some really important things here. I think every document that ever comes out of the Met Office and the Environment Agency is very careful in how it expresses probabilities. But one has to look beyond that, how it's going to be interpreted by non-specialists, how it's going to be interpreted in particular by the media. And I think that's really important. And finally, again, I think many of us in the audience are natural scientists, and we tend to think that words matter less than they do. If we get stuck with words, we can write down a formula and things. But the lessons I really got strongly from the social scientists that words really do matter. So a phrase such as realistic disaster scenario can be probabilistic to people who have been through a flood and say, really, what is realism, maybe a plausible flooding disaster. The mere mention of a climate model will imply climate change. And finally, I was very pleased in Peter's review that one of the major task groups, Task Group 5, chaired by Emma Howard Boyd, was particularly concerned with communication behaviour change. I think there is a lot that this field can learn from the social sciences and also from the private sector, especially in some of the marketing issues. So I think just to underline what all three speakers have said about how critical it is to get the communications right.